What's up, guys? Dr. Jordan here, RX Radio. What are we on? Episode
14?
14 now?
We're paying the bills out of the gate.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Get started with that. If you guys need any fitness equipment, head over to Engine Fitness, E-N-J-I-N, fitness.com. We have a discount code for you guys to save some money. I think it's 15% off if you use RXD Radio, all one word. So check that out.
Lundy.
Pal Lundy.
The man, making us sound good.
Absolutely.
Lunderjack Productions. Check him out. Instagram, Facebook, for all your musical production needs. If you're in the greater Toronto area, hit him up. Let's go ratings and reviews.
Yeah, we've been getting some good
the
ratings
and
reviews.
People have spoken.
I know, on iTunes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're at, what, 10?
10.
That means a lot. That means, I mean, I don't get gold stars often, but when I get them on the podcast, I mean, if I could print these off and hang them on my fridge at home, my mom would be real proud.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Let's get here. Let's shout out some people that have been shouting us out.
We got Pro Cairo. We have Shotgun SGT.
I'm pretty sure that's Cody.
Cody's
a Cairo.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then two Cairos. Pro Cairo's a Cairo too.
I would imagine.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless he's a movement specialist. He's
probably a movement
specialist.
I'm just specialist.
Kidding. Don't take it to heart, Pro Cairo. And we got Ali 347.
Yeah. So far, nothing bad, which is good.
Yeah. All good reviews.
Nothing bad
it's
is
probably
usually...
Probably because we explicitly say leave
yeah,
anything
yeah.
But five
we
stars
and
we'll find
those,
you.
We?
I don't know.
We will find okay, Jesus. Yeah, so appreciate that. We will... we'll keep shouting you out if you keep shouting us out. So go ahead on iTunes.
Yeah.
Five-star rating and review.
And all you guys that are sharing us on Facebook and Instagram, we really appreciate it.
Okay, so what are we talking about today? Recapping.
We're going to
recap. Barbell sports. We've done a lot of them in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
So it was just the conclusion of the Barbell Bachelor season 17, a.k.a. the CrossFit Open.
Oh, shit.
The sun has set on the CrossFit Open.
Yeah, it has.
Recap it.
Oh, man. 5 weeks of just lots of stress and exercise.
Did you have, like, was there a favorite workout?
Absolutely.
What was the favorite?
The favorite workout for me was the third one.
Is that the one you did best time?
No, it is not.
Really?
But comparatively, I'd say it's my favorite outcome.
Okay.
So I'm one of the smaller guys in the sports.
Yeah.
You know, 5'5" on a good day with the right shoes.
Yeah, with Timberlands.
Yeah. And, you know, 170, 175 pounds. So I'm not one of the stronger athletes in the sport just because, you know, mass moves mass typically, right? So the strength workout this year was a ladder of chest to bar pull-ups and squat snatches.
Okay.
So the way it started was it started, I think, six reps of each.
Yeah.
And then the chest to bar pull-ups go up in reps. The snatches go down in reps as the weight goes up.
Okay.
So the goal is to, and it's you have to get a certain amount of workout done within a window of time.
Okay.
So it's 4 minute windows you have to go through. It's 3 rounds on a 95 pound barbell, 3 rounds on 135 pound, 3 rounds on 185 pound, 225, 245, and then 265 is the last weight.
So that was your favorite?
That was my favorite. I thought it was the most fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoy snatching, even though I'm not the best at it. But
would you say it was the hardest? Like the most difficult? Like which one when you finished you were like, like just like lungs bleeding on the floor, like what was the most taxing?
Yeah, they're all pretty shitty. It was definitely the fourth one for me, so 17.4.
Yeah.
And I have to apologize to our listeners, any of them
shit.
That care. I told them on our, you know, wrist wraps, belts, our supports episode that I only used a belt for one CrossFit workout. I lied to them.
That's changed?
No, it has changed. But I also lied to them at that point.
Oh, okay. What was the other workout?
This workout was a repeat from last year's Open.
Okay.
And both years I used a belt because it starts off with 55 deadlifts at 225.
Was that the shirtless video I reposted?
That is. That's the
okay.
one.
Well, I figured, you know.
That's me at the end of it.
But gotcha.
It was the most painful because you start the workout, you have a 13-minute AMRAP. So in 13 minutes you get through as much as you can. 55 deadlifts at 225.
Okay.
55 wall balls, so it's a 20-pound ball to a 10-foot target.
Okay.
55 calories on the rower.
Okay.
55 handstand push-ups, and then you go back through it if you have time left.
Okay.
So I ended in the deadlifts.
So back on the deadlift.
Yeah, so I have like a little bit over 2 minutes where there's a 225-pound bar on the ground. I just have to rip it off the ground as many times as I can.
That sounds awful.
Which is a terrible way to spend the last 2 minutes of a very taxing workout.
Okay, now let's switch gears. So you made it. You qualified NorCal Regionals.
Yes.
So that'll be in what, like...
the end of May.
8 weeks?
About 8 weeks.
What's the game plan from now till then?
So this is sort of a deload. Like a mental... physical deload, because it's pretty stressful. I mean, maybe not for the guys at the top, but for, I'd consider myself one of the fringe athletes.
Yeah.
It's pretty stressful, especially just like obsessing for 5 weeks over these workouts, wondering the outcome. But
what was the first thing you did, like when it was done? You owe the girl a Friday night for sure.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
I owe her. Like, what was the last time you were home for dinner between like a Thursday and a Monday?
Dude, she's the best. She understands it. She gets it. Yeah. I told her like, I'm gonna be a fucking princess for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you have to deal with that.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
No, I'll take her out for a good dinner on Friday night.
Okay. You owe her at least that. I mean, you owe her that on a normal week, because I mean, you're just a fucking nightmare to deal with on the whole.
Oh, I'm sure. That's absolutely true.
So 8 weeks. So you'll deload now. When do you really? Is the goal now to get stronger between now and then?
No. Well, it's always to get stronger. Yeah. It's always to be progressing forward. But so the open and regionals are two very different styles of working out. One, you have 5 workouts over 5 weeks for the open.
Yeah.
Regionals, I have 6 to 7 workouts over 3 days.
Sure.
So training volume, just day to day, is going to increase. I'll change my training splits because competition days are Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So I will now, you know, I love doing nothing on my Sundays, but now I will be training Friday, Saturday, Sunday in a similar fashion to what we'll see at regionals.
Okay,
so
trying to keep it sport-specific.
Yeah, 2 sessions working on movements that you typically see at that level of competition.
Yeah.
Some of the higher skilled stuff like pistols and one-leg squats, rope climbs with my legs, without legs, handstand walking, heavier barbells in workouts, stuff like that. They'll usually test one of the Olympic lifts. So they tested the snatch in the open. Last year they did the snatch at regionals, so it'll most likely be a heavy clean or clean and jerk at regionals this year. So try to prepare for that the best that I can.
Now, I mean, I guess what we do better than every other podcast, aside from everything, is being injury free is kind of, I mean, with what we do on a day to day, with how, like, with what we kind of, I mean, we live and die sort of, we live and breathe injury prevention. Cause that to me is like, that's how you get strong, right? Is just not being hurt. How are you feeling coming off these workouts?
The open?
Yeah.
I honestly feel great. The best I have in a while.
Yeah.
Actually, if any of you guys follow my personal Instagram, I PR'd my snatch during the open. I PR'd my jerk. I hit my 100% clean and jerk.
Yeah.
And the reason is because I do these open workouts twice. They'll get released on a Thursday. I'll do them the next Friday. I'll recover all weekend, hit them again on Monday. Mm. So I have, outside of the open workouts, I do very little, I do very little training.
Yeah.
You know, I will still train. I still maintain a fitness level.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me mentally, physically.
Is it just correctives then?
What's that?
Like, is it just correctives? Like, your workouts just like...
Yeah, it's, you know, I'll do a test run through it Friday.
Yeah.
I'll watch the video. I'll see what I need to change. I'll see, you know, over the weekend, people will post some scores. You'll see what some of the better times are. I'll see where I need to be, and I'll just try to execute better.
So, you know what, let's talk about this, because it leads me to a really interesting point I want to cover, because you're going to recap the open, I'm going to recap my last meet.
Yeah.
Where the sport side of barbell sport, I think people look at lifting weights like it's not a sport. It's just you go in there and you do your thing and whatever. Whereas you talk about like going online, checking out the competition. What, is there like a mental warfare part of that?
Absolutely. So let me just explain the emotions.
Okay.
It's this cycle that
happens. He's in a glass case.
Yeah, that happens through the open. And I'm sure that, you know, whoever does CrossFit can relate to this. So it starts on a Thursday night, 5 o'clock. They will
have some Hunger Games release.
Yeah. And Dave Castro is like way over the top with the way he does it.
Tries. Is he like the big hair thing too?
Oh,
like,
big hair. He'll wear suits and sunglasses, whatever.
Yeah.
And what he'll do is he'll like post these bullshit ass clues on his Instagram.
Does he actually?
For like a week before. Oh, but they're not really clues. They're just like, I think at one point, like a couple years ago, they were clues.
Yeah.
But it's evolved to the point where he'll just post random bullshit.
Okay.
And then just wait for the trolls, like the comments, to come in.
Yeah.
Oh, like he posted a picture. What was the one? He posted the Arnold statue. Oh. The Arnold. Okay. So someone's like, he posted a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, get to the chopper. Chopped liver. We're going to do something that hurts us in our liver when we do this many reps.
I gotcha.
And like, they'll just like extrapolate like so far away and just try and guess it, and they're always wrong. Everyone's always wrong. But that's even before it started.
Okay.
So he's
your hype man.
He's your hype man. Okay.
He would be your Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
If this was the WWE.
It's absolutely. Okay. Great. All right.
We got to get this guy on if we can.
Oh yeah. He's not gonna waste his time.
No. Well, you've been like hashtagging him or tagging him in posts for like years now.
I dedicate a large part of my
life. I've been following you on Instagram since I met you, and it's like, why is this guy always at the Dave? Who the fuck is this Dave Castro guy? Like, he could walk in this room right now, and I have no idea who he is. Okay. Anyway, so you're Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So he'll come on, you know, the YouTube live stream, he'll announce the workout, all right? First thing you think is like, holy shit, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And like, they changed it up this year. They used dumbbells for the first two workouts, which they've never done in the past. And that's something that typically in the past you could sort of predict some of the movements, because it was pretty standard. Like, I don't know, 13 to 15 movements that they would kind of just go through.
Yeah.
Pair together in different ways, but there's... Last couple years, they've been introducing new movements.
I gotcha.
So, they announced the first workout. You're first in denial. Like, no, that's not it. No. Then it's like the acceptance. You're like, all right, this is it.
You're going through like the stages of grief or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like that. And then, you know, I do it on Friday. So, by Friday morning, I have my game plan. I'm like, ready to go. A bunch of people will put up their, like, you know, tips for 17.1.
I've seen that,
And it's, you know, there's some merit to it, but,
sure,
you know, at the same time, just...
Well, I think that's also for people, too, who, like, need advice, maybe. Like, you're recreational. It's like, you're not going to get, like... You're not going to find something on a YouTube channel. Like, oh, shit, I never thought to just do it faster and better. Thanks very much. I'm going to go work out now.
Oh, 100% true, dude. So, that stuff's whatever. It's just to make you feel okay. Feel comforted.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically like a big hug. It's like an internet hug.
Yeah.
Saying it's going to be okay,
Joe. Misery loves company, right?
Absolutely.
I guess would be the bottom line.
Yeah, that's one of the main principles of the Open.
Yeah.
But
I think
that's
one of the main principles of CrossFit. The suffering.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it. And that's on a larger scale through the Open, because it's not only you and everyone in your gym doing the same workout on that day.
Yeah.
It's you and everyone else in the world that does CrossFit is doing the same workout on the same weekend, feeling the same things.
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, me posting this meme to my gym about how I feel after the workout,
you can post
this meme to the world.
Wow.
Because we're all fucking crippled because we can't tie our shoes
and
after 17.1.
And the only thing we can do is make memes online.
I mean,
what an age to be alive.
That's it.
But no, I mean, so back to my point of just like the mental warfare of like,
because
that's the thing, like you look at football and it's like, you know, you watch like an ESPN pregame clip and it's like fucking, you know, Napoleon, or it's like these conquerors and there's this battle of wits, and it's like, it's fucking guys with clipboards and kids getting paid too much money. So, but it's like, I think people look at barbell sports and they're like, what, you're just lifting weights? And it's like, no. There's a psychological component.
Oh.
There's like, I mean, you are competing at the end of the day. It's like, you don't have to be the strongest you. You just have to, it's like running for fucking bears, right? Just don't be the slowest guy and you could still kind of end up on top. And I mean, that's something that was abundantly clear to me over the last weekend, but I just kind of wanted to get your take on it as far as the Open. Like, because it's all, I mean, it's different with the Open as opposed to regionals, because your competition is... It's online, it's numbers, it's rankings, it's like, what did this fucker do? Is this guy good at that kind of thing? But you, I mean, you deal on a lot larger scale in the Open.
Oh, it's insane. I'd say it's probably one of the largest fitness competitions, if not the largest.
Well, I think it would be the largest sports competition, right? Like,
there's hundreds of thousands of people competing.
It's not like we have like an NFL Africa or an NFL Europe, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, how many people total do you think?
Like, I believe it's close to, between men and women, probably close to 1 billion.
You serious?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's wild. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, I know it's a large gaps from a half million to a million.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure on the numbers. But, yeah, it's a ton of fucking people all doing the same shit.
Yeah.
And even, that's the people that paid their $10 registration fee and signed up. You know, there's more people that are doing it that just
You gotta pay? Oh, I suppose, yeah. Well, you need to, like, track rankings and metrics and all that shit. Okay, yeah. $10 isn't bad.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I didn't even get to finish, like, the mindset part.
Yeah.
But
go for it.
It's, so, for me, how it goes, I'll go through the workout Friday. I'll be okay. I'll see my score, I'll be like, all right, you did pretty fucking good.
Mm.
Cool. Forget about it all weekend. You know, I'm cool Saturday. I'll get a normal training session in. Sunday is rest day. I'll try and recover the best I can, knowing that I have to do the workout. I'll probably have to do the workout again on Monday.
Did you do all five twice?
I did, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, I got it, dude. This is a sport where literally every second, every rep counts.
Yeah.
It's
like curling.
It's
a game of inches.
It really is, dude. And that's the thing is, it's the way they score it is a point system where you'll get ranked on your workout.
Yeah.
So your first workout, I got, I think, 25th in the region. So I get 20. It's like golf. You want the least amount of points. So I get 25 points.
Okay.
Whoever gets first gets 1 point.
Okay.
You know, 100th place gets 100 points. So whoever has the least points, they're going to be ranked the highest.
Yeah.
Week two, you know, it's you're just going to add your points. So I had 25 points. I think I got 15 the second week.
Yeah.
So 25 plus 15, you're at 40, right? So, wait.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Fact check that.
But, so that's how it works, and your points just accumulate. So, this is the kind of sport where one workout will never win it for you.
Gotcha.
But one workout can definitely lose it for you.
Yeah, you come in hot with a 200, you can pretty much.
Exactly.
We'll see you next year.
I think the cutoff for the top 20 in NorCal was like 100, maybe 180, 185 cumulative points.
Okay.
So that means they're scoring, what, less than like 35 to 40?
Yeah, that sounds right. 185 divided by 5. Yeah, 37 on average.
37th or higher per workout.
Who is the best in the world? Who is number one coming out of the Open?
Matt Frazier. The guy that won the game.
So that's what I like about CrossFit is you got to earn it every year. There's no like, you can just come back because you won it last year. It's like, no. You got to go through the shit just like everyone else. Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Now, this guy is like pretty highly touted then. Like he's a...
In my opinion, he'll be there for the next few years.
What region?
I believe the Northeast.
Okay, so you don't got to see this guy. Yeah, regional.
I won't see him unless I make it to the games, which is best fucking case scenario.
Okay, right.
I'm doing all right if that's the guy I lose to.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's just a monster. He had a very dominating performance at the games last year.
Yeah.
He won the Open by a pretty large margin, which typically doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll see how he goes
for
the rest of the season.
All right, cool.
But yeah, it's a pretty intense sport in terms of the emotional cycle you go through.
Because,
you know, like I was saying, by Sunday, scores start to roll in, people post. And that's a part of it, too, is when you post your score. A lot of people just won't even fuck with it. The cutoff is you have to post by 5 p.m. on Monday.
Yeah.
You don't have to post. You have to submit your score.
Yeah.
So the process is you submit it, and then whoever the admin at your gym is has to validate it.
Yeah.
So you'll submit your score. Usually, you know, there'll be an understanding. They're not supposed to validate it until all the scores are in.
Yeah.
So you won't really see what the top scores are.
And with that many people, I was going to say it must take like a day or two, right? Like it must be midweek. You're almost coming up on the other workout being released before everything's up, right?
Well, the first week their servers went down.
No shit.
Because, yeah, I think they went over to a new system.
Yeah.
It's all online. Their servers went down. It crashed.
Shit.
And then they extended. So usually you'll know definitively by Wednesday night at 5 p.m. But you'll really know before that. It's usually pretty efficient. Usually by Tuesday morning, it's pretty set.
Yeah.
But it crashed, and I think they extended it 2 days. So, yeah, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday before everything was settled into place.
Oh, shit.
And then they're releasing the next workout by the time you know how you're standing for
what
the first
workout.
What a
roller coaster of emotions.
It is. And that cycle starts over. And then the thing is, So I didn't even get to this yet. I've just been rambling. But Monday morning, I'll know, like, okay, these are the top scores on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
And I'll compare myself across the entire world, not just the region.
Yeah.
I'll be like, so this is what you got last time. This is what you need to get this time. I've watched my video probably 5 times by now. Like, you rested every round for 5 seconds here.
Yeah.
You need to make it 3 seconds this time.
Shit.
You know, you broke this set here.
Yeah.
You can't do that this time. Like, yeah. I don't care if your fucking hands feel like they're going to fall off. You don't drop that bar.
Damn.
So it's just the most minor adjustments.
Yeah.
Like, this last workout, super simple. The last one was 10 rounds, 9 thrusters. So yeah. It's a full front squat with the press overhead at 95 pounds. 35 double unders.
Yeah.
So super simple workout, but you have to think you're doing this 10 rounds through that. So if you take 1 extra second on transition every single time to that rope and to that bar, that's 20 seconds
yeah.
over the course of a workout. Yeah. And 20 seconds will cost you 40, 50 places in the overall rankings.
Yeah.
So if I take, you know, if I reverse that and I take 1 second off instead of wasting an extra second, that's a 40-second swing in my workout,
yeah.
that's going to probably save me 100 places, maybe more in the
region. Gotcha. How did you do on the last one?
That was my worst workout, so okay. I was fucking biting my nails until, you know, yeah. Until Tuesday morning when everything was kind of settled in. But I think I got 44th or 45th in okay. the region.
Yeah.
So I was pretty consistent. This is my best year in the Open.
Yeah.
Best finish was, I think, 15th. Worst was... 40, okay. Yeah, 44, a couple in the 30s.
Running from bears, right? So, like, you don't need to be the best. You just
that's
need to
it.
Be.
Yeah, and that's my strong suit is consistency.
Yeah.
So it paid off for me.
Okay, so another year in the book. So we got regionals 8 weeks.
Regionals 8 weeks. I'll keep you guys up to date on how the training's going
yeah.
there.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
extremely sore right now.
I could imagine.
But, yeah. So let's switch gears. Let's talk to you. Your sport is a lot less gray area.
Very,
than,
yeah,
than
very
what
definitive.
I've been doing for the last 5 weeks.
It's just more instant feedback.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's CrossFit concentrate. Like, it's, you know immediately where you rank.
Yeah.
And so, like, that war of attrition that you have with, like, submissions, the scores are submitted right away. Once the guy gets off the platform and the lights go up on the board, you know where you rank.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about, like, you know, people kind of shit on, you know, competitive fitness
mm-hmm.
as a sport because it's like they don't see all the moves, they don't understand the psychology behind it. And for me, it was like, up until this meet, this is my third meet. I'm not like a seasoned veteran or anything. Went in, hit my numbers, all went well. It was, you did what you did. But like this meet was like, oh, okay, you know, this is definitely like a sport. This yeah. reminds me of playing hockey. There's strategy, there's... Because again, it's like you don't have to be the strongest you in competition, right? Like it's, you want to hit all your lifts better than you've ever hit them before. But if something goes wrong, you still need to be able to rally. And rallying mentally is fucking the worst. Like I flew out to Australia Wednesday, 20 something hours door to door. I left San Francisco on Monday. I didn't get to Melbourne till Wednesday morning.
That is ridiculous.
So I flew SFO to Auckland into Melbourne, hosted my first seminar that night, and then had 2 days to shut it down. But I was also like, dude, I was like 4 or 5 kilos over when I landed. So I needed to like cut body weight. It's funny, I got like this service condo apartment thing. So it's like, oh, I'll have a place to cook my food. I didn't fucking eat. I had cantaloupe on my Air New Zealand flight to Melbourne on Wednesday. I didn't eat again until I like got off the scale on Saturday morning.
Oh my God.
Just like, it's something to do with like, nightmare. I mean, usually it's just like you can cut the water out, but it's something to do with like the flight and water retention or something
yeah.
like that. Just the weight wasn't coming off. And I was like, fuck, I didn't fly all this way to have to compete in the 125s. Ended up weighing in like 2 kilos under, which was good. And then it was like fucking on. Like, okay. So fast forward, like, I weighed in 108 kilos on Saturday. On Thursday, when I landed back in the States, guess how much I weighed?
Oh, God. Are we going kilos or Americans?
Go Americans.
All right, so 108, that's like what?
A little under
238 or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So I'm going to say you were probably about 254.
Adorable. It's cute that you think that. So I went, I mean, I'll do kilos first and do the conversion. I was 108 when I hopped off the scale the morning of the competition. I landed back in San Francisco, got on the scale when I got home, 122 kilograms. That's a 14 kilogram swing. I put on 30 pounds.
That's 168 and a half pounds.
It was ridiculous.
Holy but anyways, so shit.
The weight cut was a bitch. So that itself just from like a...
What did you fucking eat? Kangaroos and children?
Fucking everything, man. Like, I don't think there was a meal that didn't start and end with like Tim Tams, which is like, have you had Tim Tams before?
I've never had them, dude. Oh, man.
I did bring some back, but I ate them all on the fucking plane. It's like, it's just like an Australian, it's like, I don't know, Oreo is to America what Tim Tam is to Australia. Oh, but they're so much better.
They're better than Oreos?
Well, fuck yeah. Fuck, no, dude. Tim Tam shit on Oreos. So got off the plane, host seminar, shut it down, weighed in 108, and then it was like, yeah, because I was the heavier weight class that day, so there was... three weight classes, so two were so it would have been like 80 kilos and 95 kilo male, I think. I had a little extra time before I like hit the warm-up room, so I was just eating non-stop, eating drinking, and then so I went out for my first squat, and I don't think I haven't missed a squat in competition yet. Fucking missed my opener.
Really?
Dude, world was over. I took 305 as an opener, which was 672.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to come out. I'm going to bury it. Like, depth, not an issue. Came out of the hole and just died. Just, like, dead on arrival. And a spotter scooped me up. And I was like, oh.
Like, you actually failed it then.
Failed the lift, yeah. Oh, I, like, came out of the wraps and just, like, started to stumble. And they grabbed me up. And I was like, oh, shit. All right. Now it's sport. Now it's competition. Now
so were you there by yourself?
So I had like I have a friend in Australia, Josh Tate. I was for a brief moment the strongest bencher in a full power meet. Right. So he competed the day after, okay. And he was handling me from the get-go. And because I would still be curled up in a ball in the warm-up room. Like the convention center would be empty, and I'd still just be fucking like bawling my eyes out. But he like grabbed me up and said, hey, you need get your head right, let's do this, back on the platform. And I was like, okay, fuck, this is on now. So
yeah.
Hit 305 my second attempt. Forced to make a bigger jump to try and stay in contention. Missed third attempt on depth, but it was like one of the guys I was competing against, like the front runner, he went down with like a quad injury, he was out, another guy was out with a calf injury, so it was like, you know, basically after squat, I felt like shit, but they're like, hey, like you can still, like you can podium now. Like with what was going on, you can hit your benches, hit your deads, and you got a shot. And I was like, okay, fuck. Go out there, first bench attempt, jump the start command. So when you unrack the bench, the back judge tells you to start, and then you get a press command as well. We're taking phone calls here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're not gonna take that. So jump the start command. So I'd like literally you see the video, I start lowering the bar down, and I was like, fuck, I didn't wait for this. So I held like 185 kilos like midway, and the guy's like, okay, start, and I was like, oh, okay. Red lighted for jumping, because if you don't follow the commands, you're done. Yeah. So I was like, fuck. But luckily I can make a jump even though I missed it. So I jumped to 195 second attempt. Mind you that I usually bench suicide grip. Okay. So I bench thumbless, like just, yeah. I don't know, I got big enough mitts. I'm not worried about dropping the bar on my neck or anything like that. But I can't do that in this federation. So I had to totally like switch up. And it might seem like a very like remedial change to make, like your thumb position. But it's like, that's how, like, I've always benched that way. And like a day before, like, oh, you can't do that. I was like, fuck, all right. Shit. But it was kind of fun. It was like, all right, you got to roll with it, right? Like just like in a normal sport, you got to kind of like, take what's given to you. So new grip, opener, jump the start command, fuck, second lift, 195 was an absolute struggle. And I was like, okay, we'll just make a smaller jump. Went 200 kilos, and it was like the longest three. I can't watch the video of my third attempt bench. It's just like a little piece of me dies every time I watch it. I ended up locking it out. And then on to deadlifts. And deadlifts are like, squat is, I mean, not that there's not like, technical aspects to each lift, But I think the squat under the heaviest load is the most technical, like, by far. Bench, sure, but just the overall load isn't the same. Like, I mean, I'll bench. My top bench was 441. My top attempt squat was, 717 or something like that. Yeah, 717 or 722. But the deadlift, you can get away with just being really angry and really aggressive. So at that point of the day, I was just fucking, like, livid. It's like, you can just grip and rip. Like, your technique is dialed in enough where it's really mindless, right? It's the only one you don't eccentrically load. You don't have that oh fuck moment. It's like, if you can get hyped enough, like, that bar is coming off the fucking ground.
Yep.
So I went 305, 320, and 327.5 was the last pull. So there was one or two guys that were kind of in contention for third coming out of the bench. So it kind of all came down. I don't really know, like, a lot of the guys were Australian, so I don't really know kind of who was good at what. Like, if one of these guys is a massive puller, I'm fucked. But then that's when you're, like, looking at the board, like, coach is kind of crunching the numbers, like, Josh is up there, and he's like, okay, like, this, like, the one guy that was close was, like, his opening deadlift was 30 kilos under mine. Like, if you hit the, you hit your opener, you should be good. So hit opener, hit second attempt, seal it with a third. And I mean, it in a perfect RX radio fashion, like, you just podium by not getting hurt. So that was pretty much, I mean, that was the competition in a nutshell. Like, it was the most, like, just an emotional roller coaster. But it was just consolidated into, like, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, every other meet I've done, it's just been like, yeah, you go there and you just lift. And it's because, like, I've said on this podcast before, like, Al Pacino's not going to come in and give you that Any Given Sunday speech. Josh Tate was my Al Pacino. He was literally like, hey, like, calm the fuck down, because I hit in training, shit, even last night I hit a 700-pound squat. Yeah. I only hit 672 at the meet, right? So it's like, it's not about how strong you are in the gym. It's about how strong you are on the platform. But it's also about how strong everyone else is on the platform too, yeah. Right? So it was weird where, like, I only PR'd my total by 2.5 kilograms. So I PR'd my bench, I PR'd my deadlift, but because my squats went so shit, and it was literally like, I was doing the numbers on my last attempt, like, what I was going to pull my last deadlift. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there doing them, like, wait, fuck. Because I was going to pull 325. The 325 would have put me exactly at 830 kilos, 1830. And I was like, I did not travel all this way. I did not prepare for four. I did not show up to dinner since I've gotten fucking married 4 months ago to come out here and get the same total. So I'm like, chip it, put on a 2.5 so I could at least hang my hat on something before I go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hit that all, and then when all the dust settled, ended up with third. And the trophy was really hard to get on the plane.
Dude, I saw that.
It was like, it was a fucking weapon, man. Which is funny because I flew from Melbourne to Brisbane for a night, visit my sister, and I did a seminar at a gym called Valhalla Strength. And that one, I just walked on the plane with it. I'm like, this is like, I almost wanted to, like, bring it up with a manager. I'm like, I just walked on with this, like, this got, like, jagged steel edges. Like, if I wanted to, like, this plane would be fucking mine. But on the way home, it was like I had to check it as an oversize, and they, like, it was just solid steel.
Fuck.
So, like, you didn't even have to, like, wrap it or anything. They just threw a fucking tag on it and tossed it in, like, the oversized luggage shit and showed up in one piece. But yeah, now it's, like, straight back to training, man. I'm 3 weeks. No, less than that. 2 weeks out. By the time this episode comes out, I'll be about 2 weeks out. So we'll put it on Monday. The following Saturday, I'll be in Del Mar competing again. So,
man.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't get hurt, you can keep showing. Knock out. I'm going to pay for the amount of times I've said that. It's like, I'm just going to fucking blow something out so hard, and everyone's going to look and be like, oh, yeah, look who's hurt now. But yeah.
So do you anticipate doing better in this next meet in Del Mar? Because you'll be able to kind of control the variables leading up to the meet a little bit better?
I don't know, man. I don't, like, a lot of people ask me, because there's like 10 international lifters at this meet. And international lifters have a history of, like, bombing out, which is like you miss all three of one lift and you're not going to beat anyone with a subtotal of 2 or 3 lifts.
Yeah.
I want to say yes, because I think I'll be able to get my squat at least 700, which will be 28 pounds on what I had there. So if I can hit a 200 bench, edge out a little bit more on a deadlift, hopefully like 330, 335, and hit the squat I want. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, like, I think less so maybe the, less the physiology, like everyone's like, because it was a 2-hour weigh-in, right? So a lot of U.S. federations will do 24-hour, and the meet I'm doing in Del Mar is 24-hour.
Okay.
So, but so I'm a psychology trumps physiology guy, really, at the end of it. As much as we talk about, like, the physiology and the biomechanics and all that, like, come game day, it's headspace. 100%.
Dude, I couldn't agree with that.
Right? More. And it's like we spend our entire week, you know, preaching the one side, but you need to have that right to be able to adopt like a competitive mindset. So for me, it's, I'm not going to say it was the weigh-in. I'm not going to say it was the travel. I ended up with a result I couldn't even fucking have imagined. So I think it would just will help the psychology more so than anything else, right? Like I'll have, you know, the guys that are always in the gym with me there, like they know what to say. They know what gets me going. They know what cues I'm used to hearing. They know, you know, how to, they just sort of know like how to handle me on a meet day. Mm-hmm. They do it every single day of the week when I'm training.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere, not that I don't want to say the atmosphere, but I'll be lifting with teammates. Like there'll be four of us going from our gym, which has to be the most well-represented gym at this meet. And this meet, every record will go down. Every world record that's set will get smashed. So I think it's more so just the psychology than, like, you know, I just have to go to San Diego. It's not like flying to Australia. Yeah. I'll get to sleep in my own bed, like, the night before, that kind of thing. I'll get to eat as much as I want. As much as those can be benefits, it's just the headspace I'll be in, I think, will be a lot. Not that it wasn't fun and exciting in Australia. I just think, from maybe just a technical standpoint, like having those people who I'm always around, that familiarity, I think that will see me well, but I don't know, we'll see. If we have to do a recap episode, we can sort of compare notes to what I said and what actually came to be, but yeah, so I'm up again April 15th.
All right.
We'll be back on the platform.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Yeah, man, and then you'll be 6 weeks out from there.
Yeah.
I'm shutting it. What's your plan after? I'm shutting it the fuck down. I'm done, like, probably 2-3 months before I have a heavy bar on my back. Easy. What's your plan?
Yeah. After regionals, I'm assuming you
said? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So after regionals, I'll definitely do a big deload.
Yeah.
A big thing, you know, like we talk about all the time in CrossFit is community. Yeah. So I'm in here slaving away, killing myself by myself a lot of times. So I'll take a step back. I'll take a couple of the classes throughout the week so I can...
You're going to try and, like, get some friends back?
Yeah, try and get some friends
back. I'm really sorry about, like, you know, spitting on you that one time. Yeah. Shit got real.
And then over the summer, that's my time to do shit for me. You know, it's kind of the off-season. Pending I don't make the games, which there's very slim to none chance that I will.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
If, like... 40 guys get food poisoning.
Right? There you go. Hey, default is the sweetest word in the English language. No. Fucking default. Just show up. That's all that matters. That's it.
No, but I'll work a lot on my Olympic lifting. I'll probably do a couple Olympic lifting meets.
Okay. Yeah. Switch
plenty
gears
of fucking
a little bit.
Squatting.
Yeah.
You know, try and get strong.
Weight wise? Like body weight wise?
I don't
give a shit.
Fluctuate much.
Yeah.
You're
not gonna put on 30 pounds after regionals.
If I could, I would, dude.
Oh man,
I'll try and put on some.
I think it's the Tim Tams. I'll send for some Tim Tams for you. Right. That'll do it.
Yeah, I'll get like a bulk order.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah,
maybe just supplement with Oreos until then.
Easy, done deal.
But yeah, that's. I mean, I'll spend my summer working on my Olympic lifting. I've gotten a lot stronger in the past year. Hopefully, I can continue the growth.
Yeah, because next year we're up for 18.1. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you need a hall pass for that? Are you good?
For 18.1?
Yeah, like you're going to get the nod from the missus, so that's okay.
She's fine with it. She's super supportive.
Yeah.
So it's just, the off-season training is the biggest thing. That's, you know, if I'm able to train hard enough to the point where I feel like I can go another season, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, we're 26, 27, right? We're same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not... What is old by CrossFit standards?
You know, we're starting to figure that out now.
Yeah.
They just added a new... So, Masters for CrossFit used to start at 40.
Yeah.
Now starts at 35.
Oh, okay.
So, they're kind of chipping away.
Yeah.
Some of the big names are not even qualifying for regionals now.
No shit.
Because you have these new, younger kids haven't made a name for themselves yet, but they're extremely fit, really good athletes.
Yeah.
Just coming out of nowhere, just simply because CrossFit's growing. Yeah. So it's not the same names. I'll make a prediction right now. I think, especially out of NorCal, but just in general this year, you'll see a lot of unfamiliar names at the CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
Which has kind of been, it's been a similar trend. There was a guy on the podium, I think it was his first year at the Games last year.
No shit.
And that's even the year before that, and the year before that has been the same thing.
Yeah. So, it keeps it interesting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's cool to see the sport evolve. It's cool to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It's cool to fucking hang on and
try and compete with these guys. That's all we're doing. Just hanging on. For a couple of 27-year-olds, they're just like, back in my day.
Dude, seriously, I'm feeling old.
Yeah.
But,
You know what?
I do it because I love it, and it's a lot of fucking fun.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Let's put a bow on it for today. I mean, we'll probably have to recap. I mean, I'll do a brief one in a couple weeks, and then when you're at regionals, we'll have to get the full synopsis when you're done.
Absolutely.
So to close. Yeah. So clearly, like the rating and reviews, keep them coming.
Yeah, we're gonna get it, guys. We appreciate
more technical. We did the hip when we had a lot of requests on shoulder, knee, IT stuff. So we'll get a little bit more technical in episodes to come. So don't totally like tune out when we start rambling bullshit about our own competitions.
Yeah.
But
we just want you to care about us.
Yeah.
Just want to feel some love.
Seriously, those 5 stars. I mean, we need those. That's what gets us through the day. Like, we'll text each other in the middle of the night, like, "Hey, bro.
Yeah.
We got another review.
Screenshots."
So yeah, we'll do that. We'll go 5-star rating review. Subscribe, like, share. Anything to close on?
No. Leave us feedback, comments, anything you guys want to hear about on the Instagram, Facebook accounts. We definitely check it.
All right. Until next time.
All right. We'll see you guys.